This week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, a government lawsuit calls Amazon a monopoly, and the chair of the FTC won't rule out breaking up the company. I'll talk with Lina Khan on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello? Oh, okay, great. I'll send someone downstairs to get the food. Thanks so much, Eric. Okay, bye. Can someone grab my lunch?
I thought that was Beyonce.
No.
Hello, Beyonce?
Hello, Christina Aguilera?
Hey.
Hello, Sanaa?
Hello, Mariah Carey?
Mariah. She would hang up immediately. Hello? Solange? Yeah, who's your braider?
Hello, Aaron Sorkin, writer of The Social Network.
Hello, Bill Gates.
Hey, The Rock. Hey, hon. Before you, like, go get, like, formula for a kid, can you also, like, swing by the studio and, like, put Jessica in her place?
Hello, fire department? Can you come quickly?
Drew Barrymore from Firestarter?
Leave a message.
Hey, The Rock, you can definitely put me in my place.
Hey, The Rock, why the fuck does Jessica have your phone number?
Your call has been forwarded.
Hello, Jason Momoa from the new Aquaman? Hello, Ben?
Ben who?
I don't know. Hello? Life alert, thank you. I've fallen and I can't get up.
Can someone grab our food? They're downstairs. Hey, babies. I'm Phoebe Robinson. This is the Millie to my Vanilli, the cookies to my cream, the chocolate chip to my raw dough, Miss J. Willie.
Aw, that's so sweet, Phoebe Lynn Robinson.
Aw, thanks.
Here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Sorry.
It's okay.
I know.
I'm so used to it.
Anyway, welcome to Two Dope Queens.
And Two Dope Queens hit the rodeo for this one. I went to D.C., baby. And I was joined by my squirrel friend, Alana Glazer, because Miss J. Willie, you were at Sundizzle.
I know. I was at Sundeezy. I was, like, in the snow. I had big old boots. It was cool. I feel like I was there in spirit. How was the show?
It was, like, super fun. And we did it the night of the Women's March in D.C. So it was very, like, powerful and moving. And, yeah, it was just really cool. Obviously, you were missed. But what was cool about it is that the entire niche was doing events the march.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you were in Sundance, and you gave a powerful speech that ended up on blogs, which is, like, really cool. So how was that experience?
It was good. It was, like, so surreal, because, like, at one point, I, like, looked down, and Charlize Theron was, like, looking up at me, and I was like,
that's cool.
Stay focused. Like, talk about the issues.
Yeah.
Also, wow.
She's great.
I know. She's so cool. Anyway, on this episode,
you'll hear from Tig Notaro, Natalie McGill, plus Chris Milner.
What?
Yes, he's so scrumptious. Time for tea, darling. Toodaloo.
Oh, my gosh.
That was, like,
that
not
was
terrible.
So bad.
That was pretty good.
You need to, like, literally go watch The Crown.
Okay. I don't have time to watch The Crown. I'm too busy dating Nigel Barker, noted photographer. He was at the Grammys.
Anyway, enjoy the show, you guys.
Welcome to Two Dope Queens, baby. Yeah. Woo! Damn.
Live at Lincoln Theater.
Woo! Wow. Very dope. Dope faces. Wow. Beautiful people.
The energy.
Woo. Wait, what? Thank you. I love you too. Oh, I miss saying I love you.
You what?
I miss saying I love you.
Because
I'm not in a relation. Like, when I'm in a relationship, I love saying I love you. I just love saying it all the time.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
Oh, I love you so much.
Oh my God. Love you guys.
Yeah, you guys are fantastic.
Love you guys. So cash.
Yeah.
You know what I did during the inauguration?
What did you do?
I got a colonoscopy, baby.
Woo! Healthy!
I don't know. I didn't get the results.
Yes.
I don't know how it is. I think it's healthy. It's very young.
It is.
Relatively.
It is young of you, but also, like, forward thinking.
Yes.
You know?
I am 20 years ahead of my time. No, I had what I thought was election diarrhea for weeks. And then I was like, this isn't right. this isn't right. This is like a fucking parasite. You know, this is not right. So I was like, let's just look into this. You know what I mean?
Okay, so you got your butthole checked out.
Yeah, so FYI, youths in whatever, when you do it, it's like a gallon of like white glue that you mix with water, but you do get to put a cherry packet in it. It wasn't even that bad.
Okay.
I have to go back for another visit to ask him to describe it to me. Or whatever, I don't know.
That's
cool.
So exciting.
I know, I like couldn't believe... I'm like, you guys do this all day, every day, like stool samples and shit, and you're not like, you're not like looking at me like I'm disgusting, even though you know you're seeing my most disgusting part. I was impressed.
That is cool.
I was like, damn, you guys are heroes, honestly. Honestly, I'm like, I couldn't do this.
Yeah, no, it's when I went on vacation, I went and I got a bikini wax. And I'm always just like, yeah, don't look. And they're like, whatever, just spread it. Like, they're so, don't care. And I'm like, oh, it hurts, owie, owie. And she's just like, rip, I don't.
Owie, owie.
Owie.
Damn, how do you do that?
It is one of those, it hurts. And then I laugh because I'm like, you're a fucking idiot for doing this.
Yeah, horrible.
So I'm just like, you're so stupid.
Right, it's that laugh, it's that laugh cry.
You wasted your degree.
That
college.
Laugh cry tightrope.
Like, I went to college and then just do that. But, and I wanted to get like my legs waxed. So I try to grow my hair out. Just to try it for the story.
Okay, for story. I believe it.
And so,
ow, Gaga.
Right. So I grew my leg hair out, and but I didn't grow it out long enough. Thank you. I didn't grow it out long enough. So she's like, you can't do it. Sorry to disappoint. She's like, in my opinion, you need to let it grow for 3 months. And I was like, Olga, what?
Have you ever?
In the winter, yeah, dude. But
yeah,
like,
I've been growing my shit out so. It's been nuts.
Right.
But it's so long.
I like growing my body hair out, but I'm like such a warm and sweaty person that when I grow my hair out, it feels like I'm wearing like Uniqlo, like Heat Tech.
Yeah.
Head to toe.
The original Heat Tech, I guess. Yeah. I know, that's true.
So it's a lot. It's a lot to keep in.
Yeah.
But have you ever like just, because you're in a relish.
Yeah.
And do you shave regularly? You just like let it hang out?
Okay, so David was like all about the hair. He was like, grow it out, love it. And I was like, my body, my choice. I'm like, if I choose to spend an hour of my precious time shaving my legs for no reason, so be it. If I choose to waste my time, so I don't know. I don't care. Sometimes I like feeling like a baby. But then also, like, he made me realize that it can feel sexy.
Yeah.
My armpit hair is incredible right now. I got, like, legit hair. It's warm in a helpful way.
Yeah.
It's a productive byproduct, like you're saying. So
yeah. That's good. I like that. That's awesome. That's so great. I've been... traveling a decent amount.
Oh, yeah. You went to Pittsburgh, though, right?
Yeah, I went to Pittsburgh.
Woo! Pitt!
Because I'm doing this article about different, like, there's, like, a series for this newspaper about different, like, underground railroad cities, and so I went to Pittsburgh. And I got to, like, experience all these, like, there's, like, a restaurant that people used to stop at and grab a meal before they go back on the railroad. And, like,
nuts.
It was, like, really, it was really fucking cool.
And to, like,
I loved
come
it.
Back there as a powerful woman. It's crazy.
Yeah, it was like really cool, and I learned so much. And then, so during the day, I got like so much culture, right? It was like amazing. And then I got sick on the trip. So during the day, I was like working, and then I would just go back to my hotel at night and watch The Bachelor.
Wow. It's
and
almost like you broke even.
I know. I'm like, this is not what Harriet wanted. Yeah. Harriet did not.
Your brain was like, yes, and then it like pieced out, and you like came back the same. Can I ask you in Pittsburgh? I should have asked this before, but how was the food? No joke.
The food was cool. It was
Yes, it's very, so the place I went to, the original Oyster House, so it's like a lot of like homey like soups and like fish and chips, and like it was like very chill, and like it was really cute because like when I went there, a lot of families went in, and so it's just like nice to see all the families just like hanging out this place. I'm like, there's so much fucking history here that no one knows about.
So funny to go home and watch The Bachelor. It's great.
You should check it out. It's
I'd watch an app.
It's worthy of an app. It's I think I'm gonna bail because I'm like at 100% health wise. Right. But
right,
you know what I mean? Like
right, it's more like a sort of hospital situation.
Right.
Viewing hospital viewing. Okay. I'll save it for my next colonoscopy, I guess.
Yeah. Should we get this show started?
I think so.
How's that sound?
Oh, what a good show. Holy shit. What a lineup. Damn, such a lineup.
Oh, my God. You guys, we have such an incredible lineup for you guys.
This first lady is a legend.
She's a legend. You may know her from her show, One Mississippi.
You know it.
Yeah. Please welcome Emmy nominee, Tig Notaro.
Like I'm about to have a stroke.
No.
Thank you.
So, oh man, how you doing, Tig?
How's it going?
I actually need to head out.
Sorry,
I don't have time. I don't have more time.
Oh, that is funny. Later, dog. So rude.
How are things with you?
Fine.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
They're fine.
Good. How's everyone here?
Fine.
Oh, my gosh. I love that there's a good portion of people here that are like, who is he?
I don't think so.
No?
Okay.
No.
I do not.
Stop
it.
Fine. It is fine.
No, not true.
I refuse that, even
You're
though I laugh.
You're crazy for
That's
saying
really
that.
Funny.
I get called sir. Oh, laugh all you want, but I get called sir at least once a week. And
what?
I get called sir at least once a week. And only a month ago did I finally come up with the best response.
Okay, what is it? Let's hear it.
Okay, so pretend like I've walked into a restaurant where I order at a counter.
Okay.
Okay, and then I go up to the counter and then
Good evening, sir. What are you in the mood for?
Hold on 1 minute, sir. So, whatever the gender may be, I give it right back to them.
Yes, I love that.
That's funny.
Woo. That's great.
It's really all fine, too.
That is fine.
I sometimes will just also be like, oh, I'm actually female. I will have the... and they're like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, it's fine. I am a female, but I'll have the number two.
I like calling...
I always go with the number two.
Guys, girls, because we're called guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, cool. What up, ladies? And it's like not an insult from the 80s. It's like fine and just a general...
Yeah.
Hey, girls.
Yeah.
Try it.
I love that.
Ladies.
Like, oh, they, like, cover their dicks or whatever. Yeah. Like, oh! But it's fine. You should try it.
I love that. I'm going to try that in my life.
Especially in emails, because they can't even respond.
Right.
To people who work for you is wonderful. Hey, ladies. So funny.
It is fun when you can kind of lob something out into the world and know that it might irritate, and then you can just go about your life.
Okay, so Tig.
Yes.
So you got two kids. You got twins.
I have twins.
Amazing.
They're mad cute.
That is.
And they're 6 months?
They are. They will be 7 months.
Oof.
Oof. Oof. They'll be 7 months on the 26th. Be thinking about what you want to get them. But yes, I do. I have two boys, and they are so amazing.
They're so freaking awesome. Cute.
They're really cute. But like, my only experience with twins is like I'm watching This Is Us on NBC, and there are twins on that show, and I go, oh, that looks really hard. So is it as hard as This Is Us or harder?
It is. It's not as hard as it is on This Is Us, that's for sure. But no, it is hard. We don't have a nanny. We do have Stephanie and I are working on the second season of One Mississippi. So when we go to the writer's room, thank you. When we go to the writer's room, her mother watches them for a few hours. So we do have somebody helping, but we are there in the night, getting up every few hours and dealing with the wah, wah, whahs and the we want another bottle and all the demands. And, you know.
When do they start sleeping normal?
Like, never.
I mean, I would love to
when
know.
When do they start sleeping 20 hours a day?
Just, I have, like no three idea more days and then like they start. But, yeah, it was like 4 a.m. It was 3 weeks in. Stephanie and I are lying there, just eyes rolling in the back of our heads. So exhausted, and she said, how do you have sex with a baby? And I said, you don't. And that was the beginning of a 10-minute long misunderstanding. What do you mean you don't have sex with a baby? What do you mean? What do you mean? Who did I marry? What are we talking about?
That's tough.
Yeah. But that was a real, that was, of course she didn't mean like.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Sure. You get it.
Right.
You're
got
in
it.
Comedy.
Yeah.
You're alive on the planet.
Yeah, that's tough.
There's a few little, as I pan around, people going, I didn't like that.
Nah, they loved it. I bet you can have sex, not with, but once they are toddlers. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to have sex at night. It's like, see in 2 years, yikes.
What?
To your partner. It's like, see it in 2 fucking years when this kid
sleeps.
Oh, wait,
you're talking about, like, adults. I thought you were talking about you can
Me
have...
Me too.
That's what I thought you were talking about. Saying once the child is two.
Yeah, that's what I was like,
I was
yo.
Like, no, no.
To your
there's
partner.
There's a terrible
okay.
person.
Yeah, sorry.
Cool.
Let's just ride that moment out. Ride it out.
I know, it's cool to let it get to silence.
Yeah, just...
We got to know you better.
I guess. Jesus. I hope not. It's hot in here. Okay.
Should I leave?
I mean, no, should I? I think you should stay and I should get the fuck off the stage.
What if we all just walked out? And that's the end of the show.
Be rude to all of you. We're not.
No,
we're
just not. Kidding. Not gonna do it. Just jokes.
We're not leaving.
We're not leaving. We're not leaving.
Cut to like 4 months later. We should probably go home.
So that's crazy that you make the show with your wife. That's cool.
Yeah, how is
that
working?
Is powerful.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, we write it, and she's on it with me. And
when do you guys not hang out?
Well, right now.
Yeah.
She's not on stage with me.
That's okay.
Yeah,
nice.
But we do. We enjoy being together. She inspires me. She makes me laugh so hard.
Yes!
I'm sorry, it's true. She is so funny. It's crazy.
Yes.
It's crazy.
That's fucking awesome. Do you guys do you talk to each other when you poop, or is that alone time?
I
because we do.
Yes, we do.
We do. We FaceTime sometimes. Yeah. Yeah.
It's not IRL, because IRL adds that extra level, obviously, the extra senses.
Right.
But I'm just wondering, your limits, your boundaries, Tig Notaro?
Well, neither of us have the capability to dispose of waste.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that clears that up.
Yeah. So we don't ever run into that, which is
That's
nice.
Cool. Yeah. Okay.
So I've been carrying around waste.
Yeah, wow.
For almost 46 years.
Wow. You look good, sister. Got a skin regimen?
Thanks, bro. What?
Do you have a skin regimen?
Do I have a skin rash?
Yeah, do you wash your face a lot? Your skin is really pretty.
Wait, this did you just ask if I had a skin rash?
No, reg, like as a regimen. Skin reg.
What?
Regimen.
Regimen.
It was an abbreviation.
I would never, ever use that kind of language.
Yeah, it's
that
pretty,
really threw
it's
me
pretty
off.
Pretty obscene. Sorry.
No, you can use it. It's fine. But that's just a clue. We don't know each other well.
Yeah.
Skin reg. I wouldn't know at all what that is.
Skin reg.
Yeah.
I don't have a. You know what I do? You know, a lot of people, they powder. Mm-hmm. Their face, right?
Yeah.
People powder their
face.
Yeah. They wash it and then they powder it.
Yeah, like makeup?
Wait, what?
Never. Okay. Oh, I'm a fool. Because now I'm sharing my skin, Reg. And everyone's like, wait, what?
Do you mean like for makeup?
I will not be treated like this. Like, you're unfamiliar with these words I'm using all of a sudden.
Honestly?
You mean, like, for your face?
No, so you
wait,
mean
what do you,
wash your
I'm
face
honestly,
and then, like, wash your face in lotion? Is that what you mean?
Oh, you mean, like, dunk your face in feces? What are you talking about, Tig? Why did you... We were talking about skin, Reg, and now you're, like, talking about your face. I'm saying, like, people clean their faces, right?
Yeah.
Clean their faces.
Yes.
People.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
People clean their faces in the house.
Yes.
So people clean their faces and then they put powder on it, right?
No,
now that's
no
where one, I lost.
You don't.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna pretend.
No. You don't put powder on just for whatevs. It's not a whatevs thing.
I was this close to sharing my skin red.
Honestly,
now,
I need it, man. Your skin
now,
is.
You don't get to hear it.
You got no pores.
No.
You got no pores.
Yeah, your skin is flawless. It's amazing. That's
okay,
what we're
so
trying
gonna,
to say.
Okay, so I'm going to, like, figure out what powder means and do that, I guess.
Wait, you've never heard about powder on the
I've
face?
I've heard, like, powder my nose, which I thought was just, like, a whatever stupid saying that men tell women to do or whatever. Go powder your nose in, like, old movies or whatever.
Yeah. I thought that meant to go poop. When you're like, oh, I'm going to powder my nose.
That's
I thought people
hilarious.
Were going to poop.
I didn't know that.
No, I thought powder...
There's been a lot of miscommunication. But to answer your question, I do have a skin rash.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank God.
Skin rash.
Okay, where?
I like the way you delivered that.
Thank you.
It reminded me of John Travolta on... okay, where?
Okay, where, Cindy? Where?
No, even before that. On
Welcome Back, Cotter. Yeah. Mr. Cotter.
Yeah.
Okay, where?
I find myself more of a Horseshack, so I really appreciate that.
You do what?
I consider myself more of a Horseshack, so I appreciate actually being John Travolta in this case.
Great.
Ooh, screech and halt on that one.
Yeah, you guys were like, what the fuck is Welcome Back, Cotter? Yeah. I'm like, it was on Nick at Night, y'all.
Yeah.
You had access, so.
Yeah. Where do we go from here? I don't know.
I don't know. I can't tell if things are going well or.
Oh, they're going great.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I just wanted that.
Also, yeah. Also, I feel like everybody has to take a breather from laughing so hard.
Yeah.
Oh. Well. So kids, what's like the deepest, what's the deepest, darkest fear you have as somebody who has two children?
What the fuck?
That somebody would think they could date my son when they turn two.
That is scary.
Yeah.
I can understand now why yeah, that would be scary to you.
I feel like we need to wrap me up. It feels like that
yeah,
time.
Sure.
And I got out of comedy like 10 minutes before. 10 minutes before I got on stage. But I appreciate you having me.
You're so fucking funny, dude.
So are you.
You're amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
for having me.
So fun.
Give it up for Tig Notaro! Woo! Tig Notaro!
Like in a boy band, like Motown, where we're like, bam.
Yeah, it's Trey Janelle Monae. Right?
Ooh.
Thank it's you. Like, don't.
Ooh, that was good.
With a little suit. Let's do it.
Do we have music? Oh, no, wait,
I mean,
we
like,
can't.
start a girl band.
Okay, what is our girl band name going to be?
Fucking. Like, should it be aggressive? Like, the fucking cunts?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or are we, like, appealing? Or what's our...
Power Puss?
Yeah. Power Puss is cute. That's cute.
Well, if we did, like, the YQYs.
Ooh, love.
Right?
Yes, that's cute. The YQYs. That's inclusive. I like that.
Yeah, because anyone could be a queen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Men right. as well. Yeah. Bunch of queens here tonight.
All right, so we're gonna start our girl group in the back, and then maybe we'll have something to present at the end of the show. Just kidding, we won't. Yes.
Yeah, the YQY after party.
Yeah.
So we now have a little international segment coming up. This is a comedian from the LDN.
Wait,
just kidding. London. I've never been to London. It's from London. The LDN. Is that what they...
They never say that
yeah.
there.
They say it.
No,
they say
Michael
it.
Fassbender's not like LDN,
yes,
right?
Yes, dude. He's when he's not. Like a teenager and sort of like testing the waters, maybe, of like what's cool, they say it. Through a period of their lives. But now he lives in D.C.
America. Okay.
Yeah. He gets it.
Best country in the world.
I'm just kidding. Okay. Okay, but give a warm welcome. Give it up for this guy. Give it up for Chris Miller. Woo! Woo!
Yay! What's up? I'm British. I live here in America now. No, it's all right. It's okay for most of the year. I mean, Independence Day can be a struggle, obviously. But I love DC. DC's great. DC's like this, isn't it? DC's like this wonderful tapestry of history and homelessness and brunch. It's great. That's all it is. It's the heart of gentrification, and I like that. I'm British. We tried to gentrify the world, right? That's all the British Empire was, just H Street on a much bigger scale. Someone once asked me why we don't have Thanksgiving where I'm from. They're American. I said, I think we would, but unfortunately there are not enough Thursdays in the year to celebrate every country that we stole, so... Oh, a bit real there. Bit real history there. Thanks to the one person clapping, the last remaining Native American clapping for that historically accurate joke. Like, don't get me wrong, I'd like to say I love all of America, but I've been to Ocean City, so... Did someone just shout which one? It doesn't really matter, does it? It's kind of like you want to kill yourself with this gun or this identical but slightly greasier gun from New Jersey. Has anyone not been to either and they're just laughing along now without really any understanding of the context? Put your hand up if you haven't been. Don't be afraid, be proud. Okay, don't bother going. I'm going to explain exactly what it's like to you and everyone's going to agree with me. Have you ever been to a nightclub? Right, you know when you're in a nightclub at the end of the night when they turn on all the lights? It's just that, man. It's just start to finish. You're like, what the fuck is this? Is that a person? That is a person. That's a human being. Am I paying for this? And call me a naive foreigner, but I'd never heard of Ocean City before I moved here. So when my friend said to me, we're going to Ocean City for the weekend, my first real thought was, they have underwater hotels in the Maldives. They have man-made islands in Dubai. Ocean City? America, you've done it again. A city under the ocean somehow? I don't know what I was imagining. Big glass bubbles, buildings, fish somehow. I was very excited the whole way there. No one knew why. And then we got there. And it's definitely not under the ocean. But you're there for like half an hour and you're like, oh, this should definitely be under the ocean. Just flood it. Flood them both. Don't care. I'm sorry if you're from Ocean City. Not for anything I've said, just I'm sorry for you. Your home will never be featured in an episode of Cribs. That is for sure. Do you remember that show, Cribs? If you're too old or foreign to know what Cribs was, it was basically a show on MTV in which most of the time rappers would show off the houses that they would eventually foreclose on. And during the tour, whenever they got to the bedroom, they'd say a special phrase. Do you remember what the phrase was? Yeah, you do. All right. It's going to make the rest of this joke go much more easily. This is where the magic happens. And whenever I used to watch that show and hear that line, I used to think, that is why you'll never see an episode of Cribs in the house of any famous magician. Because how redundant would that tour be? This is the living room, aka where the magic happens a lot of the time. This is the dining room. Magic happens here. Thanksgiving, Christmas is special occasion magic. This is the bedroom. I'm a magician, so no magic happens here. This is where I sleep. I need my 8 hours in order to properly perform the magic I showed you in the other areas of the house. It's just me and the doves. If I was rich enough to be on Cribs, I would pay whatever money it took to hire David Blaine and Chris Angel to be in the bedroom when I opened the door. You'd remember that episode. Here's the bedroom. Oh, what's that? Blaine and Angel? Fucking? Of course they're fucking. They're having the most magical, magical sex. And I don't mean emotionally connected, tender sex. I mean literally magical sex. Both in top hats as card tricks. Is that my card on your penis inside the condom? How the fuck did you do that? Knotted scarves are being pulled out of places that aren't sleeves. Both of Blaine's balls are in Angel's mouth. And then they're not in his mouth, they're in his hand, and there are four of them. It's magic. Fucking white rabbits everywhere. They're fucking, obviously. MTV takes in the scene, pans back to me. I'm just like, despite what you may have heard in previous episodes of this show, safe to say this is where the fucking magic happens. The first house that I lived in when I moved to DC, I found on Craigslist. I ended up living with four other guys, okay, that all had government jobs, and they were all very serious and straight-laced and quite disparaging towards comedy and, like, fun and laughter in general. And they used to send, like, passive-aggressive group emails about any issue we had going on in the house. Couple of nods. All right, I'm going to read you an email now that I really got before I go. It was titled Mouse. Okay, here it is. Mouse. Gents, which is a weird way to start. I was the only English person in the house. Gents, we need to call an exterminator. I spotted a mouse earlier today. First time in 3 years of living here. So I think collectively, all caps that, we can do a better job of maintaining the kitchen, dishes, trash, etc. As I'm sure you can understand, due to this situation, my future in the house is uncertain at this point. Sincerely, Dick. Dick's not his real name. I'm protecting his identity. He still lives here. He could very well be amongst you. Two things annoyed me about that email. Number one, it's a mouse. Get over it. We've all seen Tom and Jerry. Shit happens. Right? Number two, you can't use that level of exaggeration and hyperbole and then sign off anything with sincerely, ever. That's just bad grammar, all right? And normally I would rise above this, okay, but that irked me into responding. Would you like to hear the response? That's good, otherwise that would have been the worst closer ever. You want to hear the response? Nah, fuck off, we're tired. All right, here it is. R.E. Mouse. Remouse. Gents. It's me, Chris. I need your help. A mean old wizard has cast a spell on me and transformed me into a mouse. I typed this by jumping from key to key on my laptop. I know what you're thinking, and yes, you're right. Had it not been for my newly acquired tail, using the shift function would have been impossible. Do not call an exterminator. All caps that. Instead, call someone with experience in the dark arts of magic. Parentheses, try Craigslist. As I'm sure you can understand, due to this situation, my future in the house is uncertain at this point. Completely and utterly, fucking sincerely, the magical mouse from earlier today. That's all my time, guys. Thanks a lot.
You guys.
You're not going to believe this.
You're not going to believe this. He legit came straight from the hospital to do this show tonight.
What? Appendix, infection, 8 days in the hospital.
8 days, baby.
Wow.
That's a good man.
Thank you, Chris.
Damn.
I really appreciate
good
that.
Good job, Chris. Killing it. Chris Milner, guys. Woo! Excited to have our next act. She lives in D.C. She is a correspondent. Yeah, clap it up. Woo!
Warming up, baby.
She's a correspondent on the show Redacted.
Redacted, yes. Tonight.
Redacted tonight. Thank
Give
you.
Give it up for Natalie Miguel. Woo! Woo!
How's everybody doing tonight? Dude, thanks for coming out. Show of hands, how many of you guys own dogs? How many of you guys are dog owners? All right. Okay, if this was Columbia Heights, everybody's hand would be up. All right. All right, Columbia Heights is the only place where the posters for missing dogs are nicer than the posters for missing people. Like, you're just walking through the neighborhood like, is this laminated? Fuck. They will never find my black ass. Any of you guys out here live in Petworth neighborhood? All right, smattering of you. So, please tell me if you've ever seen this walking through your neighborhood. I was driving through Petworth a couple months ago, and I saw two sweaty dudes selling watermelon for $5 out of the back of a beat-up pickup truck on the side of Georgia Avenue at 11 p.m. And I was just looking at that thinking, finally! A farmer's market that caters to the hours of a young DC professional. Who is high on a moderate amount of weed. I don't wanna shit on their business model. I'm just a proponent of daytime watermelon. You know, like the type of watermelon where I pay money for it, I have a better chance of seeing your chloroform rag in my peripheral vision. And what I will later describe to police as your Elmer Fudd rabbit trap for black people. I don't drive all the time. I usually take a metro. I try to distract myself with how terrible it is by looking at all the dumb ads on the inside of my train. And there was this ad that I saw the other day for this group that you can join to become a better public speaker. And on the ad, it had the words, "Are you next?" right? Like in big, bold letters. And then right underneath that were photos of JFK and Martin Luther King Jr. And I was like, oh, perhaps we should not have the words, "Are you next?" that close. The photos of people who were shot and killed for the things they said in public. There's this new ad I've been seeing. You guys have seen like the "See Something, Say Something" ads, the anti-terrorism. Okay, so there's this new one now, and it starts out with like a black woman in a pensive stance staring at a gallon of milk on a bus seat. Some of you have seen this, right? And then above her head it goes, "It's never just a gallon of milk." Then what the fuck is it then? Like, what is it? Because it's either a gallon of milk or there's a pantsless homeless dude in the back of that bus with a lot of free time on his hands. It's the worst type of domestic terrorism. I like to stay up late. Does anybody out here like to stay up late? Ungodly hours, 1 a.m., 2 a.m. Because I like to stay up late, I watch a lot of TV. I'm not a really big fan of reality TV, though. Like, my mom really likes reality TV. She likes The Voice. The Voice is, like, her favorite show. I don't have anything against The Voice. It's just she calls me to ask me to vote for people who I have never heard sing before. And when she first started asking me to do this, there was, no context for the call. So, like, every week she just sounded like she was about to witness a mafia murder. Like, every week the phone would ring like, "Hey, Mom, what's up? All right, here's what you gotta do. All right, you gotta call 1-888. 757-8364. You got 5 minutes or Carl goes home tonight. Who the fuck is Carl? Like, before I knew she was talking about The Voice, I just thought home was just like a watery grave at the bottom of the Potomac. All right, I am Natalie. That's my time. Thank you guys so much.
Natalie McGill, baby! Redacted tonight! Check it out!
You just heard Natalie McGill, Chris Milner, and Tig Notaro.
Two Dope Queens is produced by Joanna Solotaroff, Jen Poyant, Paula Schumann, and Rachel Neal. Our team includes Joe Plord, Matt Boynton, Ed Haber, George Wellington, Alex Overington, Isaac Jones, Jeremy Boone, and Shanoa Estrada. Our theme music was composed by Jeff Brodsky. Are you on Instagram? Are you following us? You like fan art and cute-ass behind-the-scenes photos? And do you like our faces? Then hit follow on that gram, y'all.
And hi. Hey, what's up? Hello. A friendly PSA for your ear.
If you like listening to the show.
Ooh!
Did you know that you can get our podcast on iTunes, Google Music Play, and now we're on Spotify? Don't forget to subscribe and comment and follow and like and all that goodness.
Subscribe and rate us wherever you get your podcast. It's like the right thing to do. 5 stars only. 4 stars if
get
you want to
get out of here.
Yeah.
Get out. We don't need it. And, you know, seriously, live by your values, people. You know, rate us 5 stars or get out of here.
Yeah. Either support us or fuck off.
Yeah.
YQYE. Okay, guys, so we're in the middle of taping copy for C3 of fucking TDQ. And this hoe over here brought a 12-ounce bottle of organic blue agave, pulled it out of her purse. What the fuck?
Agave in my bag, swag.
Okay, that's what Hillary Clinton says, and that's like why she lost the election.
That's literally not why. It's like a fucked up system. It's like, how dare you say that?
Hey, booze and bays. I have some exciting news. Jessica and I are bringing Two Dope Queens back to L.A. On April 27th, we are doing not one, but 2 shows. That's right, an early show at 7 and a late show at 10:30 p.m. at Terra Grande Ballroom in downtown L.A. Tickets are going fast, so please hurry up and get them now. We're going to have amazing guests, fantastic comics. I will be looking cute, and so will Jess. You can get more info and tickets at WNYC.org. Get on it now. I want to see you there. Get on it now. I want to see your hair. Get on it now. Not over there. Get on it now. Don't be scared. YQYE.